fence and the people have.
Basically barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. What about any wooden fences?
Wooden fences was, I would say built around the home place. We would have a wooden fence there. Mm-hmm. The looks.
Yeah.
My mom would plant rose bushes. Mm-hmm. Basically, for looks, you'd have a wooden fence there. If the pasture come up towards the house, then what would turn into a wooden fence?
Mm-hmm. Copier's busted upstairs, and the judge wanted us to draw a couple of copies of this. Do you have one that's working right now?
Yes.
Upstairs breaks down without that copy machine.
Back to the fences. Were the wooden fences made out of boards?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a kind that were just split?
No.
Logs or something?
Seen them, but we never did. Yeah. It's just 1x6s, maybe.
Uh-huh.
That's not possible.
They have any name for those kind of fences?
Board fence.
Alright. What about where you kept the pigs? Do you have a separate enclosure for them?
Pig was kept in a separate lot. Might be half acre pig, but it has some room to get out and make the little mud holes and stuff to lay down in.
What'd you call that area?
Pig lot.
Okay. Alright. Do you keep them there all the time or?
Yes, they stayed there the entire time.
Yeah.
They would buy the pigs in December. And they would go from December to December.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was good, healthy pig, they would grow up to be somewhere around 500-600 pounds.
Wow.
That's a big, it's a big hog.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd get hold of my dad would call a runt.
Uh-huh.
And it would never would do anything, and he'd probably keep them 2 years, but I'm getting some size to them.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. You said you had plowed with a mule. After you plowed, did you have something that you went back over it to break up the dirt and all that?
Well, we'd have, I've seen my dad, he always would hire somebody in the community with a tractor to come break his land.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'd break. I'm sure he did, but, you know, as I was growing up, it was always someone to come in with a tractor that would break it. Then he would go in and he'd have what he called a harrow.
Uh-huh.
And that would smooth the land over to where he could go in and start listing his furs to put his fertilizer and stuff for planting.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay, so that smooth it down. Would you have some kind of a thing that you would might carry stuff out to the field on? Pull behind the mule?
Yeah, we call what we call a slide.
Uh-huh.
It was just basically had runners and slide across the ground and mule pulling it.
Yeah, did you build it yourselves?
Yeah, my dad would build it himself. He would go out and find a tree that would be kind of straight, and then as it got to a certain point, maybe curl,
uh-huh,
bend over, and would cut that down, and that way he would have his front bottom side would be flattened at the very end where the mule was hooked up to, would turn up.
That just way like
digging into the ground, it would turn up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen him cut several of those out before.
Okay. What about carts, like?
No, we didn't have carts. We always had those slides behind the vehicle.
Yeah.
And we would load a fertilizer or any kind of tools we'd be using it to be loaded up on it.
Yeah.
And drug to the field.
Would you have like wheelbarrows and stuff like that?
We use wheelbarrows much.
Yeah. Okay.
We had them, you know, we used other things, but they wouldn't use much to field.
Yeah, did you ever see any old ones that were built, like homemade?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We never did have them. I just went and bought one at the store.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you have to sharpen tools on?
Grinder.
Yeah.
Tool shed. We didn't have a tool shed. Didn't have a grinder in there. Electric grinder. You'd also have a little, flint rock?
Yeah.
Some kind of soapstone, you call it?
I don't know what they're made out of, but some kind of rock, yeah.
Put the final edge on your axe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what you'd use for knives?
Knives, yeah.
Okay. You raised your own hay, probably.